on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
You got the truck, I got the time. Going 65 under the stars, passing the pines.
By Barrett's Faith, taken from her second studio album called Chapter and Verse. That was Gabby Barrett with Off the Highway, opening tonight's broadcast. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music, each every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. On tonight's programme, I'm going to be sharing an interview with Jake O'Neill. I caught up with him last week to discuss his current single, Leave This Town, and asked him about his experience writing with American artist Aaron Carter. Jake is going to be performing at this year's Buckle and Boots Festival alongside the likes of Katie Rigby. Fun stuff. Tonight, as always, I'm also going to be spinning the latest releases from the wonderful genre that is country music. An artist that I've been heavily listening to this week is Presley Tennant. Rocketed to fame on TikTok under the name Presley, posting short song covers, dance videos, and the occasional lip sync for hundreds of thousands of fans before coming to the attention of the world. Of the wider world as a member of Team Kelly on season 16 of The Voice when she was only 16 years old. You also may recognize her name from the viral cover of Zach Bryan's song called Something in the Orange. She done her own rendition of it and sung the track from a woman's point of view. This is her latest single from her 2022 EP called 600 Miles. This is Presley Tennant with Somebody Like You.
mistakes, drowning out George Strait in the back of his Chevy, rain falling down heavy. I knew I was all in on the outskirts of Austin, like a cowboy hero in stealing the show. And it was larger than life, like the sky over Amarillo, till I watched him go. Thanks.
chase her down like a sunset.
I know you think she's gone.
Made up of three different but completely complementary voices, country band Restless Road there with their single called Go Get Her, a track written by Josh Jenkins, the lead singer of the Nashville-based band Green Wither Ordaidance, and Bryce Long, best known for his songwriting on tracks like Gary Allen's Nothing On But The Radio and John Pardee's Heartache on the Dance Floor. Restless Road's powerhouse harmonies and soul-bearing lyrics have accumulated over more than 200 million streams and amassed a following over 4 million people on their social media platforms. An artist who isn't new to the country music scene, but new to me, and someone whose music I would love to share, is an artist called Christian Hayes. He grew up in the small mountain town of Rome, Georgia, surrounded by family, poverty, and love. His music reflects real life and real people. His songs are a collection of feelings, emotions derived from real events that he feels should be shared. Christian's hope is that his music touches people the same way it touched him. This is his latest release, which came into the world only a week ago, written by Christian Hayes and produced by Lucas Bracewell. This is Lily.
Nicotine, it makes me feel something. Liquid courage helps me to hold my own. It's kind of sad that a man wants more than loving. Guess a man needs more when the loving's all gone. This is my last I've of you. I guess this is my last I've of you. Wants and needs, they make me sick and dead. What is right, what is wrong, what is sick and best? What the eyes deceive, will the heart see through? I guess that's why I fell in love with you. Cause I want more than you, and you need more than me. It's not what we want, but it's how things gotta be.
best I love you. I guess this is my last I love you. Tiny little apartment you paid $200 for. Drinking Boone's Farm wine from old cracked glasses you bought from a thrift store. Yeah, everything was used, but to me it was new, like those records laid out on the floor. I didn't know who Tom Waits was, but damn, I wanted more. Us, you were loving every word rolling off of my tongue. I was hanging down from the stars, you hung.
Your mama's holding tight to your daddy's hand. It's hard to say goodbye to you, my old friend. I hear you say, are you gonna wake up before you close your eyes? Are you gonna hold the ones you love so tight? We're gonna die, gonna die. Do you ever think of heaven or where you're headed to? And will you be remembered when you're long gone? Or will you be another headstone on a lawn? I hear you say, from the grave,
Before you close your eyes, are you gonna hold the ones you love so tight? We're gonna die, gonna die. Still
by a wonderful UK British country singer, Jake O'Neill. How are you doing this evening?
I am very good. Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate you having me on and asking me some questions. Yeah.
Now, previously on the show, we've had quite a mixture of artists who share their moments of what first drew them into country music. And everyone, I feel like, has a different story. What initially drew you into the country genre?
Really, just the stuff that I was writing. Growing up and stuff, I feel like it's easy for me to just say I've always been into country. I've always liked country music, but growing up, you know, my dad was into like bands like Keane and like In Excess and stuff from the 80s and stuff like that. And that's what I grew up on. And then growing up, I kind of found my own niche in like indie rock stuff. I love Kings of Leon. So it kind of like, it just got me into the more the heavier stuff. And then I got into like British bands like Kasabian and stuff like that, which is totally different to what I listen to now. But there's kind of like a little, a bridge over to getting from really rocky stuff to like more softer stuff. And I think there's a lot of rock in some country as well. So, it just got me into that. And then, I don't know, I just feel like it's gotten so big in the UK now as well that I've just taken over. And all the stuff that I write now is just country. From like the first song I wrote when I was like 17, 18. I look back now and think, oh yeah, as a country song. So that's why I get into country now.
And I think one thing that listeners will be surprised to learn is that you've actually contended on The Voice, the UK The Voice, and you got all the way through to semi-final. And I know on the show we only get to see a glimpse of your kind of background, rehearsals, and then obviously the main footage is then your live performance. So what was your day-to-day like while being on the show?
Yeah, so you know, it was really, really good experience. It was during COVID, so it was a little bit difficult with the filming and stuff like that. You know, we couldn't spend a lot of time with the contestants and the coaches because it was during COVID. So, you know, there was loads of rules in place and stuff like that. But, I can't complain. I got free trips to London and, like, you know, nice hotels and stuff like that and free food and stuff. So, yeah, it was really good. As I say, I got through first round with Tom Jones. And what did I sing then? It was This Year's Love by Elton John. But Chris Stapleton actually released a version of it. So that was the version we kind of copied. We did that. And then I did a Marvin Gaye song for my battles. And then I did a David Gray song for my semifinals. It's quite tough to choose your own song on the show because it was, you know, it's all for TV, isn't it? So they want what's best for them. So I didn't get to sing my country songs, but it was a great experience and, yeah, nothing bad to say about it.
And from being coached by Tom Jones and performing live for so many people across the nation to now the festival scene, next month you're going to be playing the Bock on Boots Festival alongside the likes of First Time Flyers, Luke Fleer and Katie Rigby. How do you craft your set list to reach the people who haven't maybe heard of you before, but also making sure that you're still catering to your current fans' needs and their favourites?
Yeah, definitely. I think I had my first like rehearsal session with my band on Sunday, just gone. And I think that's what we're trying to do really, is because obviously, you know, I'm not well established in the industry yet, like in the UK country scene, but I want to be. So I'm trying to really put songs in there that obviously people are going to know from me if they do listen to me, but maybe a few covers in there, you know, just to get people going as well. I feel like people, I don't know whether that's going to be a country song cover or a song that's not country and make it country as well. But I think it's actually a good question because I feel like it's tough to get people on board that have never heard you before. It's really tough, but just got to give loads of energy, interact with the crowd as well. And I'm really excited for it. And obviously, the lineup's great as well. I'm really buzzing to see everyone.
bet she's looking at you with her eyes closed. I know she's only ever thinking of me. I bet you're thinking she's the one you would lie for, die for, only woman who deserves a ring. I bet you're sitting watching her in that sundress, dancing and talking Tennessee. I bet she's taking you to every place we've been, but let me tell you what I've seen. Yeah, the boots on her feet and the ring on her hand. Where the hell did you think that it all came from? I bet you're thinking your song's the only song she's ever sung. You're probably thinking by now her heart ain't where we used to be. Well, I guess she's holding on to you while she's loving on me. I wonder if you ever talk about me, if my number's still in a phone. If I called her, would I show on a lock screen? Does she hide it from you at home? All those hearts by my name still there? Does she still hate drinking alone? Yeah, the boots on her feet and the ring on her hand. Where the hell did you think that it all came from? You're thinking your song's the only song she's ever sung. You're probably thinking by now her heart ain't where we used to be. Well, I guess she's holding on to you while she's loving on me. Yeah, loving on me. Yeah, she's loving on me. Yeah, she's loving on me. She's all yours, and you'll have her for the rest of your life. Let me tell you, man, a man, I know the man that's on her mind. Yeah, the boots on her feet and the ring on her hand. Where the hell did you think that it all came from? Bet you're thinking your song's the only song she's ever sung. You're probably thinking by now her heart ain't to be, but I guess she's holding on to you. Said I guess she's holding on to you while she's loving on me.
You not only write your own material, but you also write for and write with others. I know you recently co-wrote with an artist called Aaron Carter, who is from East Tennessee, and you worked on a track together called No Place Like Home. But how did you and Aaron first connect?
So, weirdly, we have the same producer. So my producer, Tom Orton, who's a great artist in himself as well. He's a rock artist from Wales there, but we got in contact because basically I heard a snippet of one of Aaron's songs on Tom's Instagram story. I was like, wow, that's actually like right down my street. And at this point, I think I'd done one or two songs with Tom, and they were more like they were country, but they were pop, more pop songs than they were country. Yeah, kind of like Dan and Shay vibes and stuff like that. But yeah, so I heard Aaron on his story, and I was like, who's that? He's like, oh, I've just produced a song for him. I was thinking, this is like really good. So yeah, I messaged Aaron, and we got chatting for a few months, and then yeah, we just set up a Zoom call like this, and we just back and forth ideas, and Aaron's doing really well for himself. You know, he's been really like at it. He's a paramedic as well, so he works nonstop. But yeah, he's doing really well for himself, and it's good to work with someone from, yeah, across the globe.
And when it came to that track, No Place Like Home, how was the songwriting session for that track approached?
That was already written. So we were on a Zoom session for maybe like 4 or 5 hours, and we actually got down like 2 or 3 songs, but we were just like smashing through. It never happens like that usually, but we were just smashing through them. And at the end, he was just like, got a song here. He played it for me. I was like, oh, I love it, because it's like relatable for both of us. It's quite ironic because then I released a song that's Leave This Town. So I was like, no place like home, Nelly, this time. But home's great when it's home. So we chatted for like 2 or 3 hours about parts of the song and who's going to sing what. But I really like the vibe of it. It's got that modern country feel, as I say, like the Morgan Wallen vibe to it, and you know, with a bit of trap in there as well. It's quite cool. But I was really excited to work with him for that.
We got some good old boys picking up girls in a jacked up truck. We got ice cold beer, solo cup, man, fill it on up. We got 12-pound buck and duck on the wall, 10-pound bass, man, we got it all. Well, there's no place like home. It's a two-lane, no-name kind of town that you ain't ever been before. No place like home. I've been to New York City, seen Liberty a time or two. Yeah, the girls are pretty, but they ain't going out in cowgirl boots. No 12-point buck, a duck on the wall, no 10-pound bass, ain't nothing at all. Well, there's no place like home. It's a midnight walk underneath the stars with the crickets and a harvest moon. No place like home. We got a pontoon floating, sipping moonshine straight out the jar. We got long neck bottles and they're here for everyone.
And now you not only write your own material, but you also write for and write with others. I know you recently co-wrote with an artist called Aaron Carter, who is from East Tennessee, and you worked on a track together called No Place Like Home. But how did you and Aaron first connect?
So weirdly, we have the same producer. So my producer, Tom Orton, who's a great artisan himself as well. He's a rock artist from Wales there, but we got in contact because basically I heard a snippet of one of Aaron's songs on Tom's Instagram story. I was like, wow, that's actually like right down my street. And at this point, I think I'd done one or two songs with Tom, and they were more like they were country, but they were more pop songs than they were country. Kind of like Dan and Shay vibes and stuff like that. But so I heard Aaron on his story, and I was like, who's that? He's like, oh, I've just produced a song for him. I was thinking, this is like really good. I messaged Aaron and we got chatting for a few months, and then we just set up a Zoom call like this, and we were just back and forth ideas, and Aaron's doing really well for himself, you know. He's been really like at it. He's a paramedic as well, so he works nonstop. He's doing really well for himself, and it's good to work with someone from across the globe.
And when it came to that track, No Place Like Home, how was the songwriting session for that track approached?
That was already written. We were on a Zoom session for maybe like 4 or 5 hours, and we actually got down like 2 or 3 songs. We were just like smashing through. It never happens like that usually, but we were just smashing through them. And at the end, he was just like, got a song here. He played it for me. I was like, oh, I love it, because it's like relatable for both of us. It's quite ironic because then I released a song that's Leave This Town. So I was like, no place like home, then Leave This Town. But home's great when it's home. So we chatted for like 2 or 3 hours about parts of the song and who's going to sing what. But I really like the vibe of it. It's got that modern country feel, as I say, like the Morgan Wallen vibe to it, and you know, with a bit of trap in there as well. It's quite cool. But I was really excited to work with him for that.
And while there are obviously country artists over in the States, and obviously now there's a growing country artist base over here, I think that the way artists approach their songwriting and their mixing over the two continents is very, very different. What have you maybe taken from your experience with working American artists, and how has it maybe changed how you view your own music?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Because I feel like, you know, they use a lot of different lingo and they use a lot of different stories. It's just like a different life over there as well, isn't it, compared to what we're used to. So I kind of feel like their country is very, very personal to them as well. And I feel like, you know, with the, he's got a song called like Fifth Generation Redneck. And I feel like I've listened to that song loads. It's great on his album. And it's very about his family life and how he grew up and stuff like that. And I feel like we, as UK country artists, do the same, just in a different way. So it's like, he's teaching me a lot of his lingo and a lot of language that he uses within his music. And I do like putting it in mine as well, if it makes sense. I don't want to be talking about going fishing in my back garden and stuff like that, because I don't have a pond in my back garden. But it's just like, yeah, stuff that I can put in my songs that is relatable to my listeners as well is the best thing. I don't want to go too far afield and act like I'm from there, because I'm not. But yeah,
I know over on your socials you've been hinting a lot at some new music arriving soon. When can fans maybe expect further music from you? And if so, what kind of stories can we maybe expect to hear?
Yeah, so I've got a few ideas in the works. I've almost finished one at the minute. It's called Won't Work This Time. And I wrote that one. It's about being in a relationship, basically, and falling out of love. It's probably my slowest song. It's my most emotional song. Because after Leave This Town, I think it's upbeat and it's in your face a little bit. So it's a bit like, I wanted to lower the tone a little bit for this one. I'm really happy with it though. It's kind of like Chris Stapleton vibes. A lot of inspirations from like himself, Bailey Zimmerman and Cameron Marlowe. So it's kind of like a mix. We had a few references for that. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for that one.
And I think a track that fans can listen to right now at the minute is obviously your current single called Leave This Town. And in all the stories that I've read and I've listened to about this track, I've learned that it only took you, I think, a half an hour to write this track. What inspired the track?
Yeah, I was literally sat down in my bedroom against the wall, just like playing with my guitar, and just, I didn't even think I was sat. I think I literally had like an hour spare, so I was just like messing around and stuff. And I was just, yeah, I usually just make up words in my head and just melodies and stuff like that. And I think I was just, maybe just that day, I was thinking about, oh, it'd be great to not be here at home. So it'd be great to be somewhere else. So I was just like going over some ideas. I had a few lyrics from other songs that I've never released before and put them together. And then the whole song came together in about half an hour. Originally it was, you know, the setup of the song was different. There was a few pre-choruses in there and it was a bit longer and slower. But when I got to the studio with Tom, we mashed it up a bit and tried to make it a bit more punchy, which I think worked really well for the song.
I know that last month as well, you also released an acoustic track, an acoustic version of the track. Why did you decide to revisit the track in this way?
I think when we were recording the master, the original one, I think we just thought there was a really nice, there was a bit more of an emotional element to the song, I think. Obviously with there being a bit of fiddle in it as well, violin, I think it just, yeah, a bit of an emotional side to it that cries out to you more than it being just upbeat and in your face. I think the acoustic was something I really wanted to do with this song, because it was like the first acoustic song I brought out from an original song. So I was really excited to do that. And I just feel like it gives a bit of a different dimension to the song. And yeah, it kind of, you listen to the lyrics more in it, I think, rather than all the other elements in the song.
And we're going to play that very track for our listeners now. Would you like to introduce the track?
Yeah, so this is Jake O'Neill, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, and this is my latest single, Leave This Town.
Well, I haven't seen a day I ain't thought of leaving home. It pulls me back another year somehow. Well, it takes somebody brave, hell, a braver man than I, to leave this town and settle somewhere unknown. Leave this town behind for a while. Hell, I'll leave it with a dust track and a smile. Leave this town behind for a while. Hell, I'll leave it with a dust track and a smile. That home is where you make it, and all that matters is who you've got around. So when leaving home is for the brave, and packing up is all it takes, you see the six string hanging on my back. If it wasn't for my buddies, my own memories and my family, I'd have shifted my ass further than the sun. Now to leave this town behind track and a smile. Leave this town behind for a while. Hell, I'll leave it with a dust track and a smile.
Jake O'Neill with his latest track called Leave This Town. Jake is going to be performing at this year's Buckle and Boots Festival alongside previous guests like Luke Fleer and Katie Rigby. So be sure to grab some tickets for that event. You can also keep up with any further announcements from Jake by giving him a like and a follow on socials. You can find him over on Instagram at Jake O'Neill Vocal. At Jake O'Neill Vocal. Be sure to tune in again next week, where I'll be joined by yet another wonderful UK country artist. The country scene over here is just absolutely flooding with artists at the moment. An Instagram feed that at the moment, a wonderful artist called Chanel Yates. Her reels of her latest single called Studio Apartment are absolutely dominating my Instagram feed at the moment. She's going to be joining the show next week to share the story behind that very track and how she pivoted from her time on The Voice as well to a career within country music. Let's play some more tracks for you all now. Nice Horse are a wild duo, wildly talented, wildly entertaining, fun, fresh, fierce and feisty, and they've established themselves as one of the most buzzed about and fast rising groups in the Canadian music industry, a live act to be reckoned with indeed. Nice Horse have played high profile festivals across Canada, including Boots and Hearts and the Big Valley Jamboree, as well as having performed in Spain and France as well. Who knew they had a country music scene over there as well? This is their track called Running Out of Reasons.
We should take a little time. Are you still looking for space? 'Cause I know I've had my share of mine. I wonder if you're lonely like me, waiting there on that midnight glow.
should take a little time. When do I care what other people say, or if they even talk about me at all? Since when am I scared to fail before I try? It's like I'd rather quit than risk a fall. To be brave, barefoot in a field, just running. I've been thinking these days, little me was on to something.
Is it that a countdown on New Year's Eve, or duct tape on a pickup seat? Is it a sad song through a busted speaker, or a back porch with a kerosene heater? Or what is it that stops you in your tracks? I wonder what it is that takes you back to me.
I got no one gives you see. I got no baby. gotta know what it is you see. I gotta know, baby, what breathes my
You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. We just played for you there What Reminds You of Me by Weland Stone, who are a duo composed of members Joe Weland and Andrew Stone. They've already released two new singles this year, Down Like That and Missing Out on Missing You, indicating that hopefully an EP is underway, and if they do announce any new projects, you can be sure to hear about it over on the Night Shift socials. You can follow